Chapter 18. Charters explode onto the national scene. Could public chartered schools, public school choice, become a powerful alternative to private school vouchers in the national debate? May to June 1991. 2 days after the Minnesota Senate vote, Republican President George H.W. Bush and his Education Secretary Lamar Alexander were coincidentally scheduled to visit Minnesota on May 22, 1991. They were launching the president's new education initiative, the America 2000 Excellence in Education Act, at the Saturn School of Tomorrow in St. Paul. That same day, Senator David Durenberger entered a statement in the record of the U.S. Senate, noting the president's visit and lauding the Minnesota legislature for passing the chartering law. Durenberger made a lengthy point about the Minnesota tradition of bipartisanship in education reform. He noted the bipartisan authors of the legislation, Representatives Becky Kelso, Ken Nelson, and Charlie Weaver, and Senator Jen Olson and myself, along with the civic leadership of the Citizens League and individuals such as Ted Coldery and Joe Nathan. As a member of the U.S. Senate Committee on Labor and Human Resources, which considered education legislation, Durenberger issued an additional statement on May 23rd upon Senate introduction of the America 2000 Act. He titled the statement, "Redefining Public Education," and spoke about Minnesota's chartering legislation. "Mr. President, at the very heart of Minnesota's leadership on educational reform is a strong belief that choice and choices should remain within public education. But one big lesson in what Minnesota is now doing, a lesson that we can learn from in Washington, is that we must begin to redefine what constitutes a public school. And we must begin to understand the important difference between the traditional values and assets of American public education and what we have traditionally defined as the American public school. This distinction is an important principle behind new chartered schools legislation adopted by the Minnesota House and Senate earlier this week. I believe the Minnesota Chartered Schools proposal offers important lessons to those of us who will now pick up President Bush's challenge to craft legislation implementing his America 2000 initiative. To help advance this discussion, I intend to introduce legislation modeled after the Minnesota Chartered Schools proposal and look forward to working with my colleagues in both the Senate and administration to help shape the legislation we finally approve." At the time, I didn't realize the importance of Durenberger's statement. Not only had he elevated chartering to the national stage, but as a moderate Republican, he was also astutely laying out a centrist political pathway between the Bush administration's private school voucher proposals and many Democrats' steadfast opposition to any school choice. Durenberger was creating a fresh conversation with the Bush administration about a new kind of public school choice. This would help establish a middle ground where public school choice and chartering could be sustained politically. With this happening in the U.S. Senate, I was beginning to see that the legislation we had worked so hard to pass in Minnesota might not be meaningless after all. Governor Carlson hadn't even signed our chartering legislation yet, and already a U.S. senator was committed to introducing national legislation modeled on our state law. Durenberger would prove to be a champion for the chartering cause on the national level. What came next was even more surprising. Immediate national support from another side of the political spectrum, my own. On June 5, 1991, the day after Governor Arne Carlson signed the chartering bill into law, the Center-Left Democratic Leadership Council, DLC, issued a press release titled, "DLC Legislators, Architects of Bold New School Choice Legislation." This development was enormously important, as it reframed the national debate and rallied chartering support from Democrats even in the face of union opposition. The release announced our passage of chartering legislation in Minnesota, noting it was authored by two members of the DLC, Kelso and myself. The press release quoted the DLC chairman as saying, "DLC members are offering new choices to Americans across the country. The initiative of State Senator Reichscott and State Representative Kelso in Minnesota is a great example of DLC leaders on the cutting edge of the issues that matter to people. Public school choice is a progressive approach to our country's education policy. As Democrats, we know the solutions to many of the country's problems can be solved with quality education for our young people." The chairman of the DLC was a little-known governor who coincidentally had been the first governor to model Minnesota's open enrollment law in his own state. He was already a firm supporter of chartering, as I would learn years later. He was Arkansas Governor Bill Clinton. Now the word about chartering and public school choice was spreading quickly across the nation. The Center for Choice of the U.S. Department of Education quickly endorsed the plan, issuing in part this statement: "Choice, after all, is as much about empowering educators to create improved and distinctive schools as it is about empowering parents to choose from among those schools." On June 24, 1991, The Washington Times published a column by Donald Lambrow, chief political correspondent, that put Minnesota's daring new plan of chartering squarely in the middle of the national debate. He wrote, "School choice is this year's hottest educational reform movement and an idea that is likely to become a key political battleground in the 1992 elections. It is an issue that President Bush and his party have locked onto with their domestic radar screens, though there is strong support as well from some conservative to moderate Democrats seeking to change their party's message. Yet, it is an issue with grassroots appeal that cuts across virtually every political, economic, and racial boundary in America." After citing Minnesota's public school choice history, and noting that 28,000 students throughout the state were currently participating in inter-district choice programs, he wrote, "Notably, Minnesota's decision to push school choice into new, uncharted territory was also strongly supported by a significant segment of the Democratic Party, the politically centrist Democratic Leadership Council, and its grassroots supporters. And therein lies the movement's potential for expansion and political acceptance." Lambrow went on to describe recent polling data showing strong public support for education tax credits or vouchers for tuition at public or private schools. He also noted that Representative Polly Williams' voucher program for inner-city Milwaukee schoolchildren had received an impressive range of national endorsements, but had been given the cold shoulder by her party's liberal, labor-dominated establishment. He concluded, "Nevertheless, Minnesota's bold new choice plan gives a much-needed political boost to the emerging school choice movement. Finally, the suffocating, anti-competitive monopoly in American education is being broken, not in Washington, but in our state legislatures." The article, I admit, made me somewhat uncomfortable because it mentioned both chartering and private school vouchers as similar examples of school choice. Nevertheless, I was aware of the tremendous opportunity this national conversation provided, first and foremost, for our efforts back in Minnesota. Our chartering legislation was fragile. The House vote had been exceedingly close. The teacher unions already threatened to repeal it in the next legislative session, and it would take time to build a supportive constituency. Given these realities, I knew a national strategy was our best chance to sustain the fledgling chartering opportunity. Repealing would be much harder if we could build support from opinion makers, journalists, national policymakers, and national organizations. But even looking beyond our Minnesota borders, the national conversation about chartering was exciting. Could public chartered schools, public school choice, become a powerful alternative to private school vouchers At a time when parents around the country were calling for major education reforms and more choice? Most Democrats shared my opposition to vouchers, but they had little else to answer the public's call for education reform. Could chartering be that new idea to bring innovation to public education while fending off private school vouchers in Congress and state legislatures? Governor Bill Clinton had figured that out long ago.